Welcome to another edition of Sean Says. I'm Sean Ellis. You know, I've said time and time again that I love the opportunity to work closely with professional speakers and authors. And that's really the reason that I started the speakers group back in late 2003, was to have the opportunity to work more closely with speakers. But that said, you know, there are days when I ask myself, why in the world I do this succeed speaking thing, and not the gold inner circle. This is different. Actually, I created the gold inner circle partly because of what I'm about to tell you. But in general, the broad succeed speaking endeavor with the newsletter and the different resources that I send out to the masses. And I say there are days when I ask myself why I do it, because some days an email comes in like this that says, and I'm quoting here, "I have tried to help you by letting you work with me like the class agencies do. I have told you the best way to improve your business is to work with people like me, but for some reason, you resist. Why don't you look at my website? Quite frankly, I would be doing you a favor. If you are not interested, please stop asking for my help unless you want to pay for it." That's an email I received from a speaker early on in the Succeed Speaking newsletter, early on when I first started it. And the funny thing there's so many things I could say there, but I'm going to try to take the high road here and control myself. But one thing, when this particular speaker said, "Please stop asking for my help," I have no idea what he's talking about. I'd never asked for his help. I'll just stop it at that. That's one email. There's another email that I got. This was just recently in response to one of the free videos I put out, the video about how to get more exposure for your speaking business, which I created just to be a helpful resource and a preview of things to come in the gold inner circle. But I put out that video and got this email from a speaker who just came across the video. "Don't know how much experience and training you've gotten as a speaker, but it's too drone and too drawn out. Sorry for the bluntness from someone you don't know, but that's my response. And if you're going to help me promote my speaking, I have to feel you know what you're doing." Well, hey, you know, he's got me on that one. I'm not going to win any awards for best speaker, but unfortunately he missed the fact that speaking and promoting your speaking are two totally different things. And my experience and training as a speaker has zero to do with my ability to help him promote his speaking. But, you know, hey, this is from a guy who has website hyphenated in the copy on his website. And his website looks like it was built maybe on GeoCities about 15 years ago. But anyway, those emails come in from time to time, and you know, it's frustrating. What can I say? But that's just the way it is. But my point in this actually relates to your speaking business. I'm not just telling you that just to complain. But, you know, when it comes to your business, there are two kinds of people in this world: those you can help and those you can't. And it really is as simple as that. These two speakers who sent these messages, they just clearly identified themselves as people I can't help, even though I can promise you they're probably among the speakers who need my help the most. But they've clearly told me that I can't help them. The ones I can help are people like you, of course, who have signed up for the Gold Inner Circle, and you've basically said, "Hey, I would like some help here. I want to make my speaking business better," and you're reaching out to a resource, and I hope that I can meet your needs. But, you know, speakers who respond to the newsletter and say, "Great information, that was perfect timing," or "Your newsletter topic was very good and personal to me," or "I always look forward to your newsletter and the crisp takeaways that I can readily apply to my consulting practice," or just a simple, "I appreciate you." Those are speakers who they're not only saying nice things about me, which we all like to hear nice things, but it really comes back to that old saying, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. You know, feedback, emails like those that come in from speakers, both the positive and the negative, they help to identify who is ready for the teacher. And the same is true for you. And my message to you this week related to your speaking business is find the people and organizations you can help fast. Find them fast and focus your efforts on them and forget about everyone else. You know, it's tempting. You get messages. I know that you hear feedback in your at your events. Somebody says something didn't quite sit well with them, or you didn't do something just right. Or maybe you get responses to your own newsletter, or people read your books and write in, whatever it may be. And it's just human nature. That kind of just ruffles our feathers a little bit. But don't waste your time trying to convince people you can help them, even if you know that they need your help. They've got to come to that realization on their own. And one day they might. They may move from that people you can't help to the people you can help category. But today, spend your time and your energy serving and enhancing your service for those people who are already in the people you can help category. That's what's best for you and your business, and it's what's best for them. And, you know, it's a tough thing when I'm coming to you and I'm saying absolutely focus only on those people who are in the category of people you can help. Ignore everybody who's in the people you can't help category. Now, that's a tough thing to do. And, you know, I'm a small business owner just like you are. And when there's potential business there, then, you know, we want to try to get it. We want to try to bring in some more revenue. So when I say something like this, you know, somebody may be out there who looks like they're in the people you can't help category. And you can see that, you know, that they're not the perfect fit, but they're coming to you. They're holding out a, you know, a dollar bill or a check asking for your help. You know, the best thing for you and for them is if you just cut that off right there. If you know that you're not the best fit for them, and they may think they want your help, but whether it's their attitude or whatever it is, for some reason, they're in that category of people you can't help, you know, just pass them on to someone else, recommend someone else to them. Because while you may be turning down a few dollars there, let's look at this on the other side. What you're doing when you're, any energy you invest in people that you really can't help, ultimately, that's time and energy you're taking away from the people you can help. There are people out there who are raving fans who want everything you have to offer. And the time and attention and ultimately the frustration that gets invested in the people you can't help, or you, the people you can't help optimally, I guess, let me say that, because what this is all about, the whole purpose of the Gold Inner Circle is all about pursuing best practices. Not pursuing good practices or just okay or decent. We're talking about best practices. And this is the best way to build your speaking business. Invest your time and energy in those people who they'll eat up everything you'll offer, because those are the people who are, they're going to come back to you time and time and time again to give you more and more money. And guess what? They're also going to tell everybody else to do the same thing. Whereas if you help somebody that, or you try to help somebody that's, you know, really just on the edge out there, just marginal, you know, they may come out of the whole deal being frustrated, and they'll tell everybody else that they know that, hey, don't buy anything from Jim or Jill. But just focus on the people that you can help. I mean, if you can take care of these other people transactionally where it doesn't take any time or energy from you, sure. But in terms of developing your marketing, developing more content, developing ways to present that content, do everything with those people you can help in mind. They need to be the center of your world, because that is what will drive your business to success. That's my message this week. Go out there, make it a great one, find the people you can help. Talk to you later.